This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran State TV says the country's sole nuclear power plant has undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. An official from the state's electric energy company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began on Saturday and it would last three or four days. He said that outages could result as he did not elaborate, but this is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of that plant located in the southern port city. It went online in 2011 with help from Russia. In March, Iran said that the plant could not be working since it could not buy the needed equipment from Russia because of sanctions placed on it. Afghanistan's former president says that the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation, and is now leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview Sunday with the Associated Press, just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending their forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at the highest point, and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He also said the international community came here 20 years ago with this clear objective of fighting extremism and bringing stability, but extremism is at the highest point today, so they have failed. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea says he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks about the North Korean leader ordering officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Soon Kim, Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with South Korea and Japanese officials about the U.S. and its stalled diplomacy with the North over its nuclear program, also as U.N. Has a stronger effort to improve his nation's economy, further battered last year by pandemic border closures and now facing worsening food shortages. India's central government is calling on the public to continue observing anti-pandemic measures to reduce the spread of COVID-19 infections, even as some regions start to lift restrictions. Outside a subway station in New Delhi, hundreds of local residents could be seen flouting social distancing guidelines while waiting in line to take the metro. Metro authorities capped the ridership to limit the potential for overcrowding in subway cars, but unintentionally caused passengers to crowd outside the station, possibly increasing the risk of the infections while they wait. The Indian government has reportedly emphasized that there is an importance of strong restrictions in controlling the pandemic, as COVID-19 lockdowns in various states are eased. The central authorities are reminding residents that public health measures such as wearing masks and keeping socially distanced must be maintained. The U.S. sent 2.5 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to Taiwan on Sunday, tripling an earlier pledge in a donation with the Public Health and Geopolitical Planning. The shipment arrived on a China Airlines cargo plane that had left Memphis the previous day, according to the health minister and the top U.S. official in Taiwan. They were among those who welcomed the plane on the tarmac at the airport outside of the capital, Taipei. They said that the Americas were showing its friendship as Taiwan faces its most severe outbreak yet. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.